Continuing to discuss principle 16, which is talking about the inner understanding of Torah. The idea expressed here is that Torah is not just its simple reading, but that the Torah is all written in coded language, that the Torah is all spiritual information, mapping out consciousness, that the Torah is mapping out the interface between our physical and our spiritual reality, giving us details of the transformation that we're going through from being rooted in self-interest to reaching the state of truly loving beyond ourselves, state of unconditional love, state of being able to experience our divine reality, that all the conversations and wars that are being described in the Torah are on a very deep level mapping out all of the struggles that are happening inside of ourselves in the process of our transformation, that from the first letter of the Torah to the last letter of the Torah are mapping out all the stages of spiritual development that we're going through in our soul journey, both individually and globally as all of humanity. Very simply, the Kabbalah is helping us realize that the Torah is way beyond its surface reading. Just to give another example, like we could take the story of the Garden of Eden. So if we're reading that just on its simple level, so we would picture two people in some beautiful nature. There is a tree with forbidden fruit. There is a talking snake. There's people wearing fig leaves, like in some kind of painting of the Garden of Eden, picturing it like that. And we start to even just begin to scratch the surface of the spiritual wisdom that's being discussed in those verses. So just very simply, the Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, represent our universal soul. All of us are divine souls, even as they exist beyond time and space. The tree of knowledge represents the ultimate divine experience that we're here to attain, that we've been gifted with to come to experience. The snake represents our desire to receive, our state of wanting to receive all of that goodness, but in the state where it will be serving ourself, not yet ready to experience that in the place of unconditional love, in the place of receiving in order to give. The tree of life is being able to reach that state of pure giving and unconditional love, and being able to experience all of the divine goodness in the ultimate way, in the way of pure giving, in the way of loving the giver of the gift even more than the gift. So I mean, this is just a few simple words here, scratching the surface, but the ideas and concepts that are being brought in all of what's being described in the Torah are way beyond this simple reading. What's going on is deepest spiritual concepts being expressed. And so if we're only reading the Torah on that simple level, we're missing what's going on there. That's just the clothing of the spiritual wisdom. And when we start to access the spiritual wisdom, we see how different that is than could be understood just reading an outer version of the Torah. That outer layer, that clothing of the Torah, if we're only reading that, that's a problematic reading of the Torah. Because the inner understandings are so different than that. So the Kabbalah is trying to just help us realize how to read the Torah. Now, the kind of key that unlocks the Torah is what's called the Tree of Life. Now, this is way beyond what we're able to discuss here in these few sessions going through the Spiritual Principles book. But the Tree of Life is the key that unlocks the Torah. The Tree of Life is more details of the four letters of the divine name that we mentioned with the four stages, the Yud and He and Vav and He. So those four stages with more detail are 10 sfirot, which are 10 aspects of consciousness, 10 levels of divine experience, which then go to boundless details. So just on a very simple understanding, every word of the Torah maps into an aspect of the tree of life. And every aspect of the tree of life represents a part of our inner self, an aspect of our experience. So when we learn, for example, like which person in the Torah is which sphira of the tree of life, and then we learn which sphira of the tree of life is which part of our inner self, what aspect of that. So that's the key that now allows us to read the entire Torah as what's going on inside of ourselves. So the tree of life is the key that unlocks the Torah. And the books of the Kabbalah, like the Zohar, and the writings of the Ari are showing us how that works in a very deep way. Now the tree of life is also showing us how it's the mapping of how all the divine goodness at the source of reality is becoming hidden purposely to our experience now, so that we can learn to experience it in the highest way, and all of the details of our spiritual work working our way back up. So, I mean, we just started to talk about this in the most broadest sense when we talked about the Tzimtzum, which is talking about how the goodness becomes hidden as it's coming down to our experience now. Down, not meaning down in space from up or down, but becoming from revelation to it becoming hidden where we are now. But that Tzimtzum is just the beginning of the Tree of Life, starts to give us thousands of pages of spiritual wisdom of all the details of how that blueprint underneath what we're experiencing now, how the goodness is becoming hidden and all the different complicated ways that receiving and giving are working their way towards our experience now, which is going to then allow us to learn how to work our way back up and reach a place of truly being able to love. And so the same way we have thousands of pages of spiritual wisdom in the Kabbalah describing the way the goodness becomes hidden to where we are now, we have also thousands of pages in the Kabbalah, in the Zohar, describing all of our spiritual work towards working our way back up. But the subject at its root is one subject, the subject of that transformation between receiving and giving, the subject between the goodness being hidden from us until we're ready and being able to experience the goodness and experience the oneness. So very simply here, this principle is explaining that the entire Torah is way beyond its simple reading, that it's maps of consciousness, that ultimately every word of the Torah is a divine name describing divine experience and aspects of our transformation from the state of being rooted in wanting to serve our own self-interest to reaching the higher consciousness of being able to go beyond that and transcend that, reach a place of truly loving beyond ourselves and being able to experience our divine reality.